This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, February 4. Every nation, people, and language. Our reading comes from Revelation chapter 7. After this, I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands. And they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb." All the creatures were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. They fell down on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen. Praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders asked me, "These in white robes, who are they, and where did they come from?" I answered, "Sir, you know." And he said, "These are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore they are before the throne of God and serve Him day and night in His temple. And He who sits on the throne will shelter them with His presence. Never again will they hunger. Never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat down on them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." God gave the Apostle John a magnificent vision of a diverse multitude, people from every part of the human family, forming a great chorus, worshiping the Lord and proclaiming His victory over evil. This vision portrays what believers in Christ have been laboring and praying for through the centuries. The goal of God's mission in Christ is that people from all over the earth will receive His salvation and worship Him. But this great chorus is not yet complete. Not all of God's people are gathered in. Many are missing. There are still language groups and people groups that have no followers of Jesus. The original Greek word used for nation in the New Testament is ethnos, from which our word ethnic comes. Sometimes ethnos refers to major countries in Bible times, like Egypt, Syria, and Persia. Sometimes it's translated as Gentiles, referring to non-Jewish groups of people. And sometimes ethnos refers to smaller cultural and linguistic groups. One country can include many such groups. So even though there are Christians in every country on earth today, there are still many people and language groups that have no Christians. As Jesus' followers, we need to bring the gospel to them. What role does God want you to play in this task? Pray with me. Use me, Lord, in your great mission to bring people from every group on earth into your family. In Jesus, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.